I think we're up to Os Dalad. Okay. So Ra Yotzer Shadayin in Achayim Mifakim Al Maskunosam Im Lo Yakesher Ishim Re'ehu. So again, he's moving very systematically. So it went just from the world, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created this unbelievable world, then shifted towards us being able to see it, us being able to interact with it, in fact, what supports our bodies. But then you would still only have people being alone, right? There's no way for people to communicate with each other. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that needed to do something, right? Meaning, in theory, Hashem could have created us without the ability to talk and without the ability to communicate, and it still would have been unbelievable. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there was something still lacking, and you couldn't have a complete life if there wasn't some sort of contact between people. We're social beings. And if you had a world in which they were all deaf mutes, not so kol arach, it would undermine and take away the value of the world. It couldn't last. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized it's better to go back to tov avoh, the chaos that was prior to Bereshis Bar Elokim, or the first day of creation, would be better than the inability of people to communicate, which again speaks to how important it is, the social aspect of life. It reminds us, you know, I had actually had this in shiur recently. I said that it says, you know, achir shote v'katan are the classic three cases where they're not considered to be have das. So we were talking about shluchim and kinyanim, things like that. So somebody who's a shota, so fundamentally the das is incapacitated. You have the katan who hasn't had the maturity yet, and then the boys are bothered. Well, what about a chayrish? So a chayrish in general is actually assumed to be a deaf mute in the Gemara. So what's lacking there? So what the Mefarshim explain is that there's a das in terms of kinyanim is lacking, because kinyanim are about acquiring one from the other. If you can't hear and you can't speak, you can't interact, there is a certain element of your das that's lacking. It doesn't mean you're not intelligent, but there's a certain aspect of it that only comes about through interactions with other people. And if that's missing, then there is something something that is lacking. Similarly, Revolbi writes somewhere, I don't remember once seeing it, that there's no singular usually when you have a word that ends with yud mem, right, that puts it into the plural. There's no singular for chayim. Life by definition is plural. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted to it in the world itself that life is about interacting with other people. That's the way we were designed. You can't make that less. Meaning the singular form of life, to be chay is to be alive. That's not life. Right, chayim is life. It can only exist in the plural. So again, it speaks to the same idea. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized and said, "I have to do something." So Amad v'tikin mechona mitzavtzefes kolos meshunim. So he made a machine and people that chirps out. I guess tweets is a more appropriate term nowadays. Different sounds. V'anu koron the mechona zeh peh. We refer to this machine as a mouth. Ukenegdo tiken mechonu mispalas and regeshes mikol tinuas kol. Vanukar mechonu zuozen. You also needed to have a receptor, right, on the receiving end to be able to partake of whatever sounds were coming out of this machine with the sounds. So he had to create ears. That's what we call them. Vayide pevos and nivre safam da beres ishariyo vayadom nevishchayo leruach memalalom. And it was through that we became the nefesh, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued into us, comes about through the dibor. Right? That's the ruach mamala is the targum unclus on vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim vayi adam nefesh chaya. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it means, blew into us this life, it was specifically found in this in the realm of dibor. But what value would our lives still be if we could speak and we could hear? But if we didn't have very advanced intellect, so we could still, animals hear, and they communicate on some level, they also make noises, and the other animals seem to know what those means, but they're not capable of deeper thinking. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I can't leave the people like this. I want them to be able to appreciate all that this world has to offer, and to be able to interact. It requires that I also give them this das. When he put the ability to think deeply into our minds and hearts, to be able to appreciate all that there is in this beautiful world. You have somebody who's very, very sharp. And you have somebody whose mind is sharp enough, and somehow, not that he can't appreciate the physical world, because again, that's part of what we're trying to appreciate, but he can separate himself from the distractions of the physical world, and he can use his mind to try to get a global view of all the things that are going on in the world. You have to see the unbelievable chachma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into it. And again, he gets back to Achas Achidos Hatzmeos, right? It's like that puzzle. That's how we started off also, right? When you look at the world, you're overwhelmed that there's this mystery that needs to be unraveled, and it's so much bigger and greater than us. And how are we going to unravel it? V'nafsho tis'alef. He almost comes to faint. Now we want to understand the world. We want to understand everything. We want to connect to something. We realize there's so much that's bigger than us. How do we connect to it? But it seems so distant. And it says, if you even think of, even within minds, you see there's also a development. Right? It's not just that we're born with a certain amount of intellect, but somehow Kadosh Baruch Hu created the intellect in such a way that over time, as we get older, it advances and it matures. How wondrous is his ways of wisdom. And all that he did to put into this that he chose to do for us as people, again, is just mind-boggling. We will start, hey. Olef onenu tachnis mubedes. In addition to all of this, there's another, plan of mulefes sapirei tuna mida kishron poala asher in koach laadam mechakro. Which again, there are other deep aspects that reveal a lot about the Creator, but that we don't really have the ability to fully penetrate. V'laseis lo tilo v'shevach, to give him the proper praise for it. What's that? Again, he's covered almost everything. What is he not covered yet? Hatachnis shelazivuk zachar unekeva kadei lehavtiach nitzchius ha'olam. Says, if you just created man with all that he has to interact with the world, but he's finite, at some point you're going to run out of people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create the ability that people could create more people. It didn't have to be that way. Right? He could have, I don't know, people could have grown from things grow from the ground. You know, where else do you have that? You put two things together and it creates something new. Plios hakelim shel amin l'chol echad. Just the organs that are necessary, both male and female, in order for this to be able to happen, are unbelievable. Because it's so normal, we don't think about how incredible it is. And And again, it's that the world, he wanted the world to be able to endure forever. Maybe we'll just finish up this part. So, again, just the next step in terms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did and how unbelievable it is the fact that we can become more. And then again, among the mysteries, Marhive Ayin Mafli Alev, that affect the eye and the heart. Yitziras Adam Bebetinimo, how a fetus develops inside of its mother. V'dirasa Shama Tisha Yirachim, and it's living there for 9 months. V'chayim Mesudarim, and everything is perfect. Chayim Nimim, no, there's no crying. As far as we know, right? Everything seems very, very straightforward over there. Holech v'gadol omech mispateach, and he gets bigger and develops more. U'bagiyaz mano latze shover dalse ima v'yotze. And then a little process. Suddenly it's the right time to come out, and it breaks through the doorway and comes out. V'koza aruch besora yitzir, and it's connected with the creation, the secret of creation. Kochos mishilavos yishalach v'sovim v'chol ha'galgayim sovim ha'shmartam. And again, and the different muscles that are necessary, and the cervix knows when to expand, that everything is calculated with the utmost precision. V'chol ofen shomer tafkido v'shoket avodos v'hiros niflah, and every part of the body knows exactly what to do. Ad shemotzin lapo yalad chayim v'chudoshim v'tzutzach, until a new life comes. V'sov ha'mach shemachchav v'tchir b'le yotzer kol yitzir, and it all is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. And then the mother develops the ability to nurse the baby. Again, all part of the same process, that the baby can be sustained and the baby can live. And then there's also, and again, and it doesn't make sense, there is this connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into a mother, to want to take care of the child, as the child's screaming and doesn't stop yelling, and the mother can, tolerate it. On the corner, so Ava Shalem Tzatzatzi Atzivim Vatzivios. Right, no matter what, the mother feels this this love. Gamuchan Koach Paul by Enika Lidim Tzotzei Imolus Enega Chabav. What can the baby do? The baby can do kimat nothing, but somehow the baby knows how to latch onto its mother and be able to drink the milk. All this is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. One point somebody pointed out to me, in terms of this, is to keep in mind, Chaznish didn't have children. He never had children. And the fact, the way that he writes about it, again, and I'm sure it wasn't easy, but the appreciation that he still had, I think he puts it in even deeper flavor in terms of understanding what he wanted us to be able to appreciate. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu built this world for us with such precision and so many things that we take for granted. And it's normal that we take them for granted. But all of it is part of this plan in order for us to, again, starting from point A, just the creation of the world, all the way through the way the human body is created, till there is the ability to create more. It's unbelievable. Again, he's still going to get to where this this wonderment will take us in terms of Emunah, but as just Hashem, we will get there.